In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised his servant, Yemi Adeleju, to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join Yemi Adeleju for the Word of His Grace.
Do not say, I will do to him just as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his work. I went by the field of the lazy man, and by the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding. And there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles, and its stone wall broken down. When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked on it and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. So shall your poverty come like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. I am speaking this morning as instructed by the Holy Spirit on what I have titled Template for Failure. Template for failure. And I want to speak to everyone, young and old, married and unmarried, or yet to be married. You will not fail in the name of Jesus. A template is a gauge, something that is used to gauge or to measure. A template is a pattern. When something is a template, that is what other things should follow. A template is like a model, something to gauge performance, to gauge success, to gauge, to pattern things after. That's a template. When you hear template, so a gauge, a measurement, a pattern. There is a way a life follows. There are ways a life or destiny will follow that you can predict from the start. The lawyers will say you predict ab initio, that this destiny is headed for failure. There is a pattern that you see that you know, okay, this life is going to succeed. Now, God created everything, then he created marriage. He created man, he created woman, and then he looked at what he has created and God said it is good. But I have some troubling questions. I first asked these questions in 2015, November 21. Number one, why do we have trouble in what is good? God said it is not good for the man to be alone. I will give him a helper suitable for him. Genesis 2:18. But why do we have trouble in marriage, in life? Second question, why is what should make us better making us bitter? Ecclesiastes 4:9. The word of God says two are better than one. So why are we still having problems? Why are we bitter instead of being better? Question number 3, why is what should bring us gain causing pain? Question 4, why are we enduring what we should be enjoying? Question 5, why are marriages failing or not working? Generally, why are destinies failing? Why is life failing? Why are people failing? A life we fail, a business we fail, a marriage we fail, a family we fail, a nation we fail. If this life, destiny, family, marriage, nation are following these templates. I have about 15 of them, but I know time will permit me to talk about 3 or 4. Number 1, lack of vision, purpose, wrong values, and love of pleasure. I'll say that again. Destinies will fail. Lives will fail. Academic pursuits will fail. Careers will fail. Marriages will fail. Families will fail. Anywhere there is lack of vision, anywhere purpose is not known, anywhere the values are wrong, anywhere pleasure is loved. Love of pleasure. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 6. She, whoever lives, who loves pleasure, she who lives in pleasure is dead while yet alive. I want you to ask yourself, where am I going? What vision do you have for your life? Students, young people, what vision do you have for your life? What vision do you have for your destiny? Vision. Vision. That is a glimpse. A vision is a glimpse into God's purpose, to God's plan for your life. Vision. It is a preview of your destination. That's vision. Vision. Insight with foresight. Vision. The mental picture of your actual future. If you have no picture, you have no vision, you have no where, you don't know where you are going. If you don't know where you are going, it doesn't matter what road you take. Any road will lead you there, because you don't know where you're going. So destinies fail for lack of vision. Marriages fail for lack of vision. Why do you marry? Or why do you want to marry? I don't know. I'm getting old. I should be married. You have no vision. You have no purpose. God wanted to give the man helper that is comparable, that is suitable for him. Help meet. Help to meet his need. But here you are. You want to marry, because I always come back home tired, and I cannot cook again because I'm tired. So I need somebody to cook my meal. You don't need a wife. All you need to do is a cook. I am very busy. All my clothes are always very dirty, so I cannot even wash. So I need a helper, my wife, to be helping me wash. You don't need a wife. Just buy a washing machine. You can buy food anywhere. I want to marry. You know, I don't want to commit fornication. I just want to marry, so I can be having sex all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. Go and look for money and get a prostitute and go to hell. Vision, where it is lacking, where your values are wrong. Let me ask you, what are your values in life? What are your values? Media, help me with the date, what I sent to you. In 2018, let's see, you are wondering why Nigeria is where Nigeria is. 2018, Big Brother Nigeria, Tasha was caught having sex with Ebuka on camera. 60,700 comments under that topic. 60,700 comments. 103,000 likes. 103,000 people liked it. Like. Somebody sleeping with another on camera. You like it. Like say wure, when they are not goat and dog. 70,800 shares. People shared it. When they ask you to share thing in church, you won't share it, but people, 70,800. Now, number two. Now, listen to me. At the same time, there was a report. Nigeria government signs power generation contract with Siemens to boost electricity. Comments, 4. Likes, 2. Share, 6. 2018, total number of votes for Big Brother Nigeria, 170 million in Nigeria. 2019 general election, total number of votes, 27 million. This is a practical reality of who we are as a nation and where our priorities lie. All of us go to bed waiting for a Nigeria we have not worked for. We are waiting to see a nation that nobody. How can you, young people? And we are always shouting, young people, young people. No, no, how many young people voted? Our vote will not count. Let it vote. So, what am I saying? Lives fail, marriages fail, destinies fail when values are wrong. Your son has brought something home that is not his own, and you did not raise an alarm. Your values are wrong. You are inculcating wrong values. My son, I will tell you which one of my sons, of my two sons, saw 20 naira in school many years ago, primary school, and picked it on the floor, put it in his pocket. And his classmate was now looking for 20 naira. My son did not talk. He pocketed the money. So eventually, when the noise was much, he now told the teacher, I don't know, maybe it's the money he's looking for. But so my wife was told, you know, mothers, my wife was biting the boy, she'd be biting again and again, beating him, and drove him from school straight to Letmore Barrack, Mokola Ibadan, and dropped him with soldiers. Small boy. And the soldiers, they understood the message. And then they brought him. They didn't beat him. Oh, yeah, sooner! Will you do that? Never! They harassed, never take, because in our house, one of our values, whatever is not your own, don't take it. Oma e ogbi koko, o ngba gbale. Family. My son, I am privileged to see records. I see records. I'm interested in records. Because when government will come, they will ask me for records. And I know how to shift responsibilities. To Batikowo, Pastor Martins, Pastor Shola. Record, I'll present the record. I want to sign you. I'm on here. Me, I see records. I'm not saying I do authorize, I authorized. So I saw my son sent in a tithe of 40,000 naira. He was still leaving school. Sent in so I called him. I said, son, what a fantastic. I just saw a record of your tithe. I saw 40,000 naira. Good. That means you made 400,000. What happened? He said, yeah. I think I told you there was one person I did a design for, one company. My son designed for, he's a graphic artist. I designed for a government, a company in the US, and they paid me my fee of $1,000. I said, look at you. Instead of telling me, they now paid him in naira. He said this because he didn't have domiciliary account, so he collected the money in naira. And of course, he lost about 20% of the money. I said, you should have told me that. I didn't know. I would have given you my domiciliary account. It's your money. You know, I won't steal your money. I won't spend it. Ask your mom. I will only ask you to pay tight. Praise the Lord. Ask questions. What are your values? What do you like on social media? What do you share? Template for failure. A life without vision, without purpose, with wrong values, that lost pleasure. A very major template for failure. Lovers of pleasure. You too love pleasure. You don't like work. is a template for failure. Your marriage, there must be right, you must have right values. There are values in marriage. Values must be right. I will never raise my hand against my wife. It's a value, a decision, and a value. So no matter what the woman now does, because you have templates, you have a template, you will never raise your hand. There's a religion that believes you can beat your wife. Islam says you can beat, give her light beating. Yes, go and ask committed Muslim. Islam says you can give your wife light beating. Go na, go bawi. But that is not our value. Are you following me? Your value. I don't fight my wife. You don't use money to fight your wife. You don't use sex to fight your husband. You don't fight on food. I used to have problems with anger. I still get angry. But the Bible says, be angry but do not sin. Abi? I go angry with my wife. I will react. See my anger. I react now. I react. I fume. I scream. I talk. And I shout. My wife will say, what? I say, after. Where is my food? I want to punish myself. The food, I put money down to buy food. I will now not eat. Because I'm angry. No, what can that one be? No, give me my food. Give me my food, my friend. There is no way that will be your value that fight will last long. There is no way. You will see us, but when you start fighting, you don't talk. And your conversation become a monosyllable. Where is my food? On the table. Kill effect, rice. Effie plantains. Praise the Lord. If you are shouting hallelujah, make shout it louder. Hallelujah. Your values. Your values. Right values. Vision. You know, I have so much to say. I have now lumped them together. Vision, stand on its own, but I marry them. Purpose, I marry them. Shang Bomi, you intend. I married them. Your values must be right. And you keep telling your children, even if they are not living it, keep telling them, in this house we don't lie. They may be lying, but keep telling, in this house we don't lie. They will remember. In this house we pray. In this house we don't cheat others. In this house we don't take what belongs to others. In this house we help our wives. Somebody's here. Yeah. Template. Let me finish it. You won't fail. Number two. Trying to get back or get even. It's a major template for failure. Trying to get back or get even. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 29 that we read. Proverbs 24, 29. The King Authorized King James. Thank you. Do not say, that's New King James. Do not say, I will do to him just as he has done to me. Give me Authorized King James. Don't say that. I will render to that man according to his work. Authorized King James. Say not, I will do so to him as he hath done to me. I will render to the man according to his work. It's a major template for failure. Many times, we take laws into our hands. We want to take vengeance. Let me read this passage in the Message translation and the New Living translation in that order. Message and New Living. Thank you. Don't say to anyone, I will get back at you for what you did to me. I will make you pay for what you did. Don't make anybody pay. New Living Translation. NLT. And don't say, now I can pay them back for what they have done to me. I will get even with them. Don't get even. Don't, you see, don't get even. You don't need to keep scores with people. If you are attempting to get even with somebody, you can never get ahead of them. You can never get ahead of the person you are trying to get even with. Don't get even. Don't get even. Don't keep scores. I will pay you back in your coin. I will, husbands and wife, never. Never pay. Your wife offended you and I will pay you back. I will do that again. After listening to Reverend Yemi Graceman Adulodu some years ago, one young man said, I want to see Reverend. Because the message was burning in his heart. The danger of unconfessing. So the wife suspected that something must be wrong. This one that my husband is saying, I want to see Reverend, I want to see Reverend. And he was telling you, I want to see Reverend. And the wife said to him, tell me, why do you want to see Reverend? Tell me what you want to tell Reverend. See, smart girl. Anything you tell Reverend, he will ask you to come and tell me. So the wife said that. And the guy said, oh, it's true. And 2 years ago, I had a little brush. I had an accident with one woman. And I was ready to repair her car. She said, don't worry, don't worry. It's okay, one of those things. She took my number just to repair her car. And so we had an affair. We had an affair. So, and the relationship had begun. In fact, the son is calling me daddy. She's a single parent with a boy. Daddy! So the guy wanted out. So the woman was asking him, please, I don't want to be a one child woman, one olomokan. I want another. You don't need to do anything. The woman, well, okay, just let me have a. So he said, the guy said no, he was running. So he wanted to come and meet with the wife, persuaded him. So he told her. Hey! Then she made a statement. Now that you have tasted another woman, I will also go and taste another man. You don't get even. They know they hear me here. Shall they hear me here? You don't get even. Don't get even. There are things people will do to you. It will be you. If you are the one that will fail, if you attempt to pay them back in their coin, you are the one that will fail. You know what? You see, the Bible. God is very serious. So, God said, if somebody does evil to you, and calamity befalls that person, and you rejoice. Don't say, I will stop it, I will bring it, that calamity to you. So you must not even rejoice that somebody has a problem. Olorun mu. Hey, let me. So that's why you must pray for those who hate you, who despitefully use you. Pray for them. Pray for them. Leave vengeance to God. What do I do? Husband and wife, what some things to do to problem? Wipe it up, erase it. What did I say? Clean it up. Tell your neighbor, clean it up. See, one of the subjects I hated most in my life, mathematics. And I hated it because of my teacher. And I've told you the story, I don't need to talk. But I used to, they said what I was doing then was not mathematics. They said it's arithmetic. I don't know the difference. And don't ask me. But I was scoring 90 from 1, from 2. But I got to from 3. I stopped attending math class because a teacher beat me unjustly. Beat me mercilessly. So I left his class. Till I wrote WAEC, I didn't attend math class again. So every time they are drawing circle or writing Y, I do whatever that means, I just walk in, put my name, look at the question. If it's objective, do not say. What's the answer? Not. I will. It will. I was just doing that. So how I managed to get P7 in math? It is a miracle that I will always give thanks to Jesus for. Miracle. P7. Mathematics. It's a miracle. It's a miracle working God. That one is a gift. If they say they dash me that one, me, I know. A gift from God. And I receive it with thanksgiving. Solve this problem. 36s raised to power 2 plus yx full stop or dot. So you already gave me a mama's 2 over 3yx raised to power 3 plus 3s raised over 7. 3s bracket 66y plus 12x bracket close dot b equals 0. So a math teacher, how many mathematics is a book? How many math teachers are here? Math, so I know one math. Mass. Somebody again did mass. 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 The Lord is your grace. The Lord is your muscle. A mass teacher. He wrote that problem. Can you remember the problem? He wrote it on the blackboard in the staff room. Staff room. Their board. And he told the history teacher, solve that problem. So the history teacher took duster and wiped it off and said, problem solved. Solve it. Oh, that is the way to solve some marital problems. Clean it up. That is the way to solve some problems between you and your friends. Clean it up. Clean it up. Never make reference to terrible history. Clean it up. It's the best way to solve a problem. Someone has, you know, posted and said, if someone gives you a naughty problem, just clean it off and move on. Someone says something demoralizing, someone blackmail you, someone just clean it up and move on. Someone, you know, clean up bitterness, clean up anger and move on. Just clean up, you know, jealousy. Clean it up and move on. Discouraging words, clean it up and move on. That was why what you said last year, clean it up, move on. So a man said, if you think this is not how to solve this problem, solve the problem. Solve that mathematical problem. If you think that's not how to solve that mathematical problem, tell your neighbor for me, clean it up. Number 3 template for failure, folding of hands, not doing anything or waiting for things to happen. Folding of hands, not doing anything or waiting for things to happen. Proverbs chapter 24. Don't fold your hands. Let's read from verse 30. Thank you, media. From verse 30. I went by the field of the lazy man. How many lazy men are here? They are not here. By the vineyard of the man devoid of laziness is a picture of lack of understanding. A man devoid of understanding, verse 31. What happened there? And there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles. Its stone wall was broken down. What happened? Then, quickly, don't be slow. When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked on it. I received the instruction. A little sleep. The drama told us, don't sleep. A little slumber. A little folding of the hands to rest. I cannot come and go and kill myself, Yari. Folding of arms to rest. It is a template for failure. You fold your hands to rest. You are not doing anything. You are waiting for things to happen. That's a template for failure. In this life, you don't fold your hands. You roll your sleeves and go to work. Nobody has employed me employ yourself. Look for something to do. They are not employing me. Go somewhere and volunteer your services. I want to work. I want to, don't pay me salary. I will be coming. I will be working. I love some of my children here. They are graduate now in school. I mean, at least there are about three of them who did that. They came to the office that I want to volunteer. Not do anything. I want to volunteer. Be working in the office. So you have a young undergraduate boy, girl, who is volunteering. They are volunteering their services in my office as their pastor and their father. Will the man tell that we not give them something? It's not possible. I'm not saying you should come tomorrow and say you want to volunteer. Does that make any sense to you? Give them something. There are those who have volunteered like that. From volunteering, they have landed a very great job. But you see, it is a template for failure if you say nobody has employed me and you are sleeping at home. Or you are brushing your teeth in the morning, you are folding, you are something is wrong with you. It's a template for failure. So go out and do something. Go out and walk. Buy soft drink and sell it. Start selling it. Osimhen loved to play football. But before football career blows up, what was he doing? Selling gala and soft drink and coke on the road. See how you're now wrong when playing football. Kushenile Sari. Omoyebo ye fi coke le moto. Now he runs. Is our strength. You are weak because you have not exercised your muscles. You are not doing anything. You are not doing anything for your life. Do something. Do something. Do something. Do something. Tell your neighbor, do something. How can you be here and you are not doing anything? Don't fold your hands. Don't fold your hands. Don't wait for things to happen. Make things happen. Make things happen. Make things happen. Go walk, do something about your life, about your situation. Make things happen. That's how to go about life. You heard the King Arugumasa sharing his testimonies. He was out of job. And he decided to work as an adjunct lecturer somewhere. Traveling every week. Traveling from here to Ekiti. Adjunct. Contract staff. For almost 8 years, 6 years. And finally, letter of employment came. But he could have been sleeping at home and be waiting for his wife to be feeding him. And the wife, mother than he, she will even be doing it. But you see, if your wife is feeding you, it's okay, she can do that. To ba tin koja odun kan wa nkan se soro ara e o. Osu mefa gan. To ba tin koja osu mefa dide. When Lighthouse was going to start, my wife is not here. She's watching service now. She wouldn't like me to see, but I will share it. It's not. When Lighthouse was going to start, I told her, I was in my former church earning a salary of 30,000 every month. And from my 30,000, I will give her 10,000 allowance. She will say, thank you, my husband. Then she started working. She was earning 30,000. And I will still give her 10 from my own. Her salary became 60,000. My own salary was 65,000. My own salary was 30,000. I will still give her 10,000. Her salary became 80. My own was 30. I will still give her 10,000. Her salary became 180,000. My own was see 30. I will still give her 10,000. Because I was earning salary 30,000. So Lighthouse was going to start. So I told my wife, do you believe in this mission? She said yes. I am not going to collect salary Lighthouse for the first 6 months. I don't even know what is going to happen. By faith. Nothing, no stipend. And you know, I do not plan my life on ministration, external ministration. Go and preach somewhere. Go and preach. They may not give you. You see me going to preach. I don't plan, and neither do I accept invitation based on what they will give me. I've gone to places that I gave them money there. And I've gone to places to preach that they gave me 20,000 naira and it's not enough to buy fuel to my car. And I've gone places that I preach, they gave me $5,000, £5,000. I've gone places they preach that gave me $2,000. So if I now go somewhere and they give me 20,000 naira, mama, you're still around. Hey, get here. Ma, get here. Is she alone? Is she for long? So I told my wife, Pastor Lemola was living in my BQ then. So there was a little misunderstanding. 5 months. So I said, I won't be able to give you 10,000 naira. Oh, she said, no. I can understand. I believe in the vision. We're in this vision together. So I will. Fantastic. And she was doing it well. First month, second month. So fifth month, there was a misunderstanding. She wanted to take petrol that I bought for generator. I said, no, you can't put it in your car. No. Then she got angry and said, after all, I've been the one feeding the family for the past 5 months. You were there. And no, big you wrote it. And Pastor Debola had in the room. My wife said she regretted it. She didn't like it. So Pastor Debola went to Auntie Nike. I know your husband is not a lazy man. He's always been I didn't even know how it came out of my mouth. So out of the abundance of the heart, what it come out? You must watch the things you say. There are things you say that sorry cannot erase. So what did I do? That was 50 months. 6 months, I haven't collected salary from church. But I gave her allowance. She said, we should make for a hotel. It's okay. I will never eat food that I will not. Is my 10,000, was it enough to take care? No. It wasn't enough. But at least I was giving money. I said, never. Far be it that I will. You have tried to. Since 5 months. He said, but 6 months. My wife said, that's why my wife will tell you, you don't have forgiving spirit. He said, no, money. Moti dari je. You are about to be wallet. So that's why I said, if your wife is feeding you, it's okay. You know, it's okay. Wife could feed you. Once it is passing, I said 6 months because of my own experience. Once it is passing 1 year, did they go bought out? But you could bricklayer. Even if it's bricklayer, go and do laborer. Go and carry cement. Bring money home. Tell my wife, this is, if it is 5K, I got 5K today. Take. It's okay. If you give your wife money, that's how you attract the blessings of God. Some men who don't give their wives money, that's how blessings are running away from you. Hello, Zapoya. I feel you, Jare, my sister. Every month, let me tell you this, you don't have to believe it. Every month, your money must go to your wife's hand. Every month, your money must go to your parents' hand. And if you are so led, to your pastor's hand. If you are so led, you know, I put a caveat, no matter how small. A brother walked up to me and said, God is putting it in my heart to give you $10,000 every month. I said, amen. He said, but now since I don't have the capacity, I will give you 10,000 naira every month. I said, amen. And I collect them. See, that is the level he is. If God takes him to that level, I didn't ask him, I didn't put word, I didn't say. He said, how can you be living in wealth and your parents are living in squalor and you are happy? You are bugaying. You are a fool. No matter how small. I started by giving my mother 1,000 naira. My father 1,000 naira. That was all I could afford. 1,000 naira. And when the grace came, I built a house for them. When you give to your mother, to your father, the God bless you is enough. Number. Time up. time, my time is up. They gave me 15 minutes. And I moti lo tan mi o ti e mo. Remember e ma binu. Ibade to dojo mi. Eja let's you won't fail. Stand to your feet. E ma binu. E di de. Sa? Mi o gbo. Part 2 next month. Somebody they said next Sunday part 2. My resident pastor sir. Eh? Why are they clapping? If the Holy Ghost says something else, it's something else. Oh. Amen. You will not fail. Stretch your hands towards this direction. Everyone walking on the path of failure, on a wrong template, today I ask that the word of God you have heard will pull you out of that path in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone who does not even know where he's going. I pray that the Lord will open your eyes and help you to discover his determinate counsel and purpose for your life and for your destiny. You will have direction. You will not fail. I pray you will know what to do. You will know where to go. You will not spend your life in pleasures. You will not devote yourself to pleasures at the expense of the things of substance. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the grace to inculcate great values, positive values into your life and into your destiny. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you in the name that is above all names, for the grace to overlook faults and offenses. Pray for the grace to clean up faults and offenses and not to attempt to get even to others. I ask that God will release this grace to you in the name of Jesus. I pray the Lord will give you something to do. He will show you what to do for your narratives to change. You won't fail. You won't fail. Your children will not fail. In your life, God's name will be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Shout a louder amen.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Juwe Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.